Blog Talk Radio.
Right, this is First Lady Terry Stevenson this morning. I will be on the call with you this morning, and you know what? I'm really excited about it. I hope you're excited about it. I'm always feel great when I get up early in the morning and be with other like-minded people who want to start their day off right, who's always just looking to God for just guidance and just being in his presence and getting information to help us grow stronger and to be better Christians. And I'm just so glad that I was given the opportunity today to be that person to help you today, and to so that we can walk together today and that we can have a wonderful day in the Lord and just enjoy life. I hope everybody just say, enjoy life. I got to enjoy my life. And so we're going to be doing that today, and I just want to thank Pastor Tyrone Stevenson and for allowing me the opportunity to get up this morning and pray with you all. I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited about you. And I want to encourage everyone to make sure that everybody, remind everyone that today is Wednesday, today is our church fast day, and today is recharge. That's right. The recharge is tonight at 7 p.m. Last week we were giving a break, but we are back on, and I missed it. Looking forward to it, and I hope to see every last one of you there. And if you're don't come alone. Don't come alone. Bring somebody else to recharge so they can be recharged as well. So I would love to know that you brought somebody to recharge today as we get ready, believe it or not, a couple more days, and December will be here, believe it or not. But all the way through the month, through the year, we have gone through so many things. And guess what? We have also triumphed through so many things. We have been successful in so many things. And a lot of things has worked for us. And a lot of things may have made us stronger through this year. But it is always great to know and to acknowledge that although everything didn't go right, more things, I mean, everything that go wrong, more things have gone right and well. And I just want to talk to you today, this morning, about something that I think can help us even have a more victorious day, a more victorious month, a more victorious year. And that is to take notice of our eyes and our ears. What does that mean, to take notice of our eyes and our ears? You know, I think it's very important for us to understand that just as we see and hear in the natural, we also see and hear in the spiritual. But unfortunately, I think most times we see and hear more in the natural than we do in the spiritual, and which I think has led us sometimes to do more things in the natural that has affected us in the natural and the spiritual. And then we say, oh, you know, we want to say that God is not doing this or God not doing that for us. But I believe if we take notice of what we hear and what we see more in the natural, we will be able to hear and see more in the spiritual. I know some of you, many of you, hopefully all of you have heard of Helen Keller. Helen Keller was born blind and deaf, which made her, for a lot of people, which made her dumb, because they could, most people, I think she was labeled because of what we would think of how we would deal with it naturally. We would say, oh, she's dumb, and, you know, and she had to learn. It was difficult for her to learn, but it never stopped her from learning and being an author and being someone that we talk about even today. Our children are reading books about her. And that's because, you know, God in the natural did not allow her to hear and see. But that was just something that, a way that God wanted to use them. But we sometimes make our own self deaf and blind. Let's talk about the things that we do in the natural. Let's be honest. We see things and we hear things that we should not be hearing in the natural. We watch TV shows that we should not be seeing. We watch things on internet that we should not be seeing. That's why it's so difficult for parents that want to give their kids access to the internet. We listen to things, we listen to music, we listen to people, we listen to sounds, we listen to just things that we know that we should not be listening to. And what happened? It causes us to make actions that we know. And some of us, we know that some of the things that we do are against God. It's not that God said for us to do it. It's just because we have been physically blind and deaf. And so when God is trying to speak to us, when God is trying to redirect us, and then God is trying to tell us what we're doing wrong or where we're going, we can't hear, because the only thing that resonates in our spirit is what we see and what we hear. We have conversations about it in our minds all the time. That's because what is in you, it comes out through your mouth, it comes out through your actions. But I believe if we can just get these two senses under control, if we can get our eyes and our ears under control, in the physical, and also in the spiritual, if we start changing if we start changing what we see and what we hear on our own free will, I challenge all of us today to see something, to change one thing that we see and hear today. You will go out throughout the day and you will say, you know what, I should not be looking at that. I want you to consciously tell yourself, no, I'm not going to listen to that today. And I want you to consciously tell yourself, you know what, I'm not going to listen to that today. And see by the end of the day what it is, I believe the Holy Spirit will show you all these things that you have been allowing to come and penetrate your spirit, penetrate your mind, and be replaced, and so that you cannot even hear God. I believe that you will be able to hear the voice of God more today, because first you're going to be fasting with your friends. Prayer family, and those of you who are not members of Hope Christian Center, I challenge you to fast with us, and I would also challenge you to take this challenge to stop listening and hearing certain things that you should not be listening and hearing today. And I believe that as we pray today, that you will see a difference. You will see a difference in what you and how you respond. You will see a difference and hearing the voice of God. If you do this more and more every day, consciously, it's not going to happen unless you do it. God has given us all free will. So I'm asking you to use your free will to turn a deaf and a blind eye, deaf ear, to certain things that you know you should not be looking at. And I believe that like Isaiah 35:5, then the eyes of the blind will be open and the ears of the deaf would be unstopped. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and I believe that when that happens, you will see a change. You will see a difference. So today, let us pray. I want to pray with you that you be filled with the Holy Spirit today. And I want to pray that you consciously make a change and consciously close your eyes and to things and your ears to things that you should not be, and watch God change your life. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord God, all these things ungodly or things that we hear and see, that, Lord God, these unclean spirits, these perverse spirits, these tormenting spirits, these spirits that keep us strong, binded, things that, Lord God, that we know that we should not be looking at, things that we know we should not be hearing. And, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will consciously use our free will and make a change today, because Lord God, we want to be closer to you. We want to hear you more. And Lord God, I believe if we operate in our will, that your will happen in our lives. I believe that you will open up doors, that you will show us and keep us from walking down a place we should not be walking down, saying things we should not be saying, doing to people and around people that we should not be, protecting us and keeping us from making mistakes that we could have, that could have been avoided if we only could hear your voice. And Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that as we, the eyes, ears, and the natural, that Lord God, they will be open more in the spiritual. I believe that we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings, and we need to be led more by the Spirit, but we need to take ownership of what we have to do, and that you, Lord, can use us for your glory, that you can manifest through us, and that, Lord God, we can every day can say that we're closer to you and we believe in you, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will give us a peace of mind, that you will cover us with your blood. In the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you for what we are about to see and do. In Jesus' name we pray. And we honor you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I will hope to see each one of you at Recharge with someone else. Be blessed. Amen.